Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studio. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee. For the next 3 hours, we're going to talk sports and other things. What's up, Cody?
Doing well, John. It's good to be here, good to be anywhere. Loving the studio this morning. Looks like Houston did some work in here yesterday. We've got a nice setup here. Feeling good.
Looks great. Excited to show it off to everyone soon.
Mm-hmm.
Soon. Not yet. You don't get to see it yet, but soon when it's ready, when we unveil it. I'm really liking what they're doing. But quite frankly, it's good to see Houston do it since they didn't have to go on remote yesterday. It was good he was in here doing some work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were on remote. Had a good time at the remote over at Jet's Pizza. Enjoyed the day.
How late did you stay?
I left middle of the drive, maybe 5, so not long. We were off the air at 1, maybe 4 hours.
Yeah, that's about what I figured.
Yeah?
That's about what I figured.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. No big deal. Appreciated them having us out. That pizza, you know, I got the Four Corners pizza.
It was good.
2 pieces filled me up, and I was able to eat 2 pieces when I got home, just kind of, eat pizza throughout the day.
I got the small pepperoni thin crust, mm-hmm. and I ate the whole thing, every bit of it.
Appreciate everyone who stopped by and saw us. We will hit the road again soon. I don't know exactly when. I think the next one next Thursday at Backyard Burgers. I know we're there. I don't know what the exact next one is. We'll get to it later.
We got to stop going to all these food places.
I know. But what do you think the story of the day is?
God's definitely. Definitely the resurgence of the series between Tennessee and the University of Connecticut.
I knew it.
In basketball.
I knew it.
Women's basketball. You knew it. How could you predict such a thing? When's the last time women's basketball made story of the day?
Anytime there's anything remotely happening with it, you think it's this huge story.
No, there was one time... And you went off the deep end.
I'm not going to go off the deep end here. I mean, Acuna hit another leadoff home run,
yeah,
making history.
Yeah, he plays for the Braves.
The Braves are on fire. 2 games up in their division. I mean, you got Jalen Ramsey.
What do you think?
You got Jalen Ramsey taking the chopper out and letting it spray on every quarterback in the NFL.
I love Jalen Ramsey. But, what do you think? Because we asked one time this poll question about the Lady Vols versus Tobias Harris. You remember I was shocked by the results.
Yeah.
I was saddened by the results.
I mean, I'm saddened by this rivalry firing back up.
I still think if you did Lady Vols versus Braves or versus Acuna, surely to God the Lady Vols win that one here in this market, don't they? People care more about the Lady Vols than they do the Atlanta Braves. No.
You want to find the music, Ben Lee? You want to fire it up? You want to fire it up?
What music?
For the poll question.
Oh.
Best producer on the station, he says.
I mean, like, you didn't exactly, like, give me any, like...
When I say to hit the music, we either do one thing. Power rankings.
Overrated, underrated, this
winners
or that.
And losers.
Winners and losers.
We never, ever, ever...
Pump the brakes.
We never, ever impromptu go to any of those things. The only thing that comes out of nowhere is the poll question. That's it.
Well, I hit the music.
In fairness, that is the only thing that comes spontaneously.
I'm putting it on the Toyota Knoxville poll question. What do you care more about, UConn Lady Vols or
Atlanta Braves?
Acuna and the Braves. Because you're going to be, this is probably going to be more lopsided than the Tobias Harris one.
No.
Yes, it is. What were those final results?
I mean, there's a subsector of people here who love the Braves, but this isn't a Braves town.
This isn't a Lady Vols town.
It is.
It's kind of a Lady Vols town.
Behind football and men's basketball.
No.
Yeah. Of course it is. What do you mean it's not a Lady Vols town? This is where they play.
Well, that's fine. So, I mean,
this is where all the fans are.
The Vol rowing team plays here. It's not a Vol rowing team.
You can't compare the Lady Vols basketball program to the Vol rowing team.
I can, in the sense that I don't care about either.
It's
fine.
And
I think a lot of people feel that way.
They do. They do, and that's fine.
Okay, we'll put on the poll question. We'll put on the poll question.
Atlanta Braves.
How do you feel about this? I mean, is this worded correctly for you? What do you care more about, Braves and Acuna, or Lady Vols versus UConn?
That's fine. That's fine.
You sign off on this one?
Yeah, I sign off. Lady Vols are gonna edge. They're gonna be ahead. They're gonna be ahead.
I honestly think so too. I think there's too many people around here that say like if they wear the orange, I'll root for them. Compared to like
they don't wear the orange. They wear baby blue.
They wear orange and baby blue.
What are they doing? Why are we playing UConn again?
I don't know. Seems like a bad idea.
Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know.
Who signed off on the going and playing Geno and UConn? Who signed off on this?
Philip Fulmer would have had to have signed off on it.
Were we not? Was the whole reason not? The whole reason we quit playing them, was it not that Pat felt like Geno was kind of cheating in recruiting?
Yeah.
I mean, has that changed? Has the cheating stopped? Because UConn's still really good.
Well, he said some mean things, too.
What'd he say? Do you remember what he said?
Well, I don't know if I can really get into it on the radio, but
I mean, these aren't your words. They're Geno's words.
Well, it's about like, what do I mean? I can't say it. You can say lesbian on the radio. He was talking about lesbian activity in recruiting at Tennessee. That was part of his. You never heard that? He said some pretty vile things from what I recall.
Now, this was off the record, I assume, like reported from other, from prospects or what?
Yeah, it's just stuff. I would guess that's where it came from prospects, but he said basically Tennessee has a culture of lesbians. That's to kind of paraphrase Geno and what he said, allegedly, back in the day. Might have even said something kind of about Pat.
And that's when the rivalry stopped, so it wasn't necessarily the cheating, it was about...
I think it had to do with recruiting.
So, I mean, there's bad blood there, and, it hasn't...
Told recruits that, allegedly, Pat would turn their daughters into lesbians. Which, there's nothing wrong with lesbians. At all, quite frankly, in my opinion. But I guess that kind of rubbed everyone the wrong way. So, yeah, it was recruiting stuff.
So none of that's subsided, though, right? I mean, obviously, Pat's passed. She's no longer with us to kind of fight against this. Mm-hmm. Whether or not she would still want to fight against it, we don't know. But it wasn't settled or fixed while she was still with us. So when I saw the announcement yesterday, it kind of caught me, by surprise, and I didn't know how I felt about it. I didn't really know if I even cared, but at the same time, it's just like the states of the program, where the programs are, just feel like they are the widest they've ever been, the gap between Tennessee and UConn right now. I don't know how it helps us to go up there to Storrs, Connecticut, and get the brakes beaten off of us.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as wide as it's ever been, because UConn, I think Tennessee has a really good crop of talent right now. That recruiting class they brought in, they're very young. Now, you know, who knows if Holly will do anything with them, but UConn is not as good as it once was. Like, they're obviously still the best team in college basketball on the women's side, but they're not winning championships, you know, four in a row. I mean, they haven't won one now in 2 years, right?
Well, I would say that is more so to do with the rest of the country kind of catching up with UConn.
Yeah.
Not Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee has not caught up.
Either way, it felt weird that it was happening. It felt like this wouldn't have happened, in the last decade. Apparently, it's been trying to be revamped over the last 5 years, and they just couldn't, you know, figure it out.
Gino tweets in, John, stop trying to make people believe you are a Braves fan. Fans of the Fan Run Radio know you like the Reds. Great tweet there from Gino.
Lifelong Braves fan. I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, you grow up. I would catch a doubleheader, go to a Braves playoff game, and stick around and watch my Atlanta Hawks.
Chad tweets in, sounding good today, guys, with the crying laughing emoji.
Well, that's
not sure what that means.
Because yesterday was such an issue.
Oh, I thought it maybe was like a sarcastic, sounding good.
why don't you go and read BJ's and Chris Foster's?
I don't think they tagged me.
Stop talking about the Lady Vols, more Braves than Acuna. Braves and Acuna, 8 greater than signs the Lady Vols. Just saying. Let's catch our first break. We'll come back. We'll hit the McKinney team phone lines. It's Titans Bills on the line. We'll get to him right after the break. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back on the program, let's grab Titans Bill on the McKinney team hotline. Titans Bill, what's up?
Okay, Uriam is going to tear Warlick's kingdom down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm not a big fan of Gino Uriema, and I'm not a big fan of the University of Connecticut. The only thing that, if I were a Connecticut alum, I'd only donate my money for the hockey and the men's basketball program and the football program. The women's program is not going to get a dime off of me if I were a Connecticut alum.
Why's that?
That shows you how I feel about Gino Uriema.
I mean, when I think of the school of UConn, I think of UConn's women's basketball.
What do you not like about Gino, Titans Bill?
He's controversial. He's a jerk.
Was it the lesbian comments?
Well, I'm not going there on that lesbian thing.
Your choice.
There ain't no way I'm going there on that one. I'm not going to. But I will comment on the situation over there at the University of Maryland. That coach should be fired.
Yeah, the school yesterday came out and said they took all responsibility in the death of their former player. The strength and conditioning coach resigned, but DJ Durkin, so far, still surviving at Maryland.
But once the investigation is ended, I believe, man, they need to fire his butt. And I believe they also need to put that head trainer behind bars.
Well, what do you think?
Couldn't get him to bite. Trying to get Titans Bill to explain to me why he didn't like Gino. Always like a good Titans Bill call. You never know when it's going to come or what it's going to be about, but it's always enjoyable.
Just to put a bow on this talk, The Toyota Knoxville poll question, 62% say Braves and Acuna.
Acuna.
Acuna, excuse me. The N.
The N's got the little swervy thing above it.
An Inye.
Yeah, I was going to say it's called Inye.
My bad.
Inye.
I was eating a chicken biscuit.
I could tell.
As Titans Bill was talking.
I think everybody knew.
Could people hear me eating?
I could hear you through my headphones.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I was trying to sit as far back as I could. A good producer would have not been looking at his phone and turned my microphone off. Mm-hmm. But
I also don't have headphones to be able to hear you.
Those control your eyes.
Well, that's also not an excuse.
What do you mean?
There's a pair of headphones right here.
Then why didn't you hand them to me when the caller was on?
Because you didn't ask!
I said, are there any extra headphones?
When?
When I said, hey, Cody, do you have headphones? Also, are there any extras?
Well, I don't know if that's the truth or not. I don't remember. All I know is you were on your phone and not looking at me chewing into the microphone as I was trying hard to sit back.
Well, you're usually pretty good about it.
I know.
This is so sad. It's because you retweeted it.
I just got it at a bigger audience. I didn't weigh in on how I felt.
I think your audience is well known for being anti-Lady Vols.
It's because nobody cares. Or most people don't care.
Don't say that.
It's a niche sport.
Don't say it
it's
like that.
It's a niche
that.
Sport. It is.
I know. But
I hate that I've had to open your eyes to it and break your heart about it. No one cares.
You don't have to say it like that.
I would rather listen to another breakdown of 13 going on 30 than more women's basketball, says
Come
Jimmy
on. Sports. Come on.
That's what.
Show some respect.
30, great movie.
Have some respect. Have some decency. For God's sake. I know nobody cares, and by nobody, I mean not a lot of people care. But you got to show some respect.
It was really loud.
Was it really? Could you hear it through the cans?
Through mine, I could. You were readjusting.
I didn't know that was going to come through the mic.
I don't know if it actually did, but it came through my headphones.
Well, it's probably on the airwaves, too, then.
Off to a bad start. You see what happens when you start the show with Lady Vols?
It's the story of the day.
I liked Jalen Ramsey's GQ interview hitting. Have you read it yet? Have you read bits and pieces of it? I know you haven't.
I've seen quotes on the internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you haven't read the whole thing, but he is doing what I've asked for our athletes to do, which is...
Open up.
Be reckless.
I do enjoy that.
It's not even being reckless. It's really just giving your opinion. But it's reckless in the sense that no one else does it. Like, everyone's so reserved, everyone's so calm, protected. We feel like it's such a huge deal when someone comes and gives you your honest opinion. Now, you know, saying someone sucks, maybe you could just say you didn't think they were good or you're not worried about them. But he comes out and, yeah, he just says, here's the line. Nope, gonna step over it. Joe Flacco, no, he sucks. Matt Ryan, overrated.
Josh Allen, trash.
Josh Allen, yeah. Poor Josh Allen got it pretty good.
It's going to show, too. That's a stupid draft pick to me. I don't care what nobody say. He's trash. He played at Wyoming. I like how he throws that in there.
He did play at Wyoming.
Every time they played a big school, like Iowa State. Not a big school, in my opinion, because I went to Florida State. He threw 5 interceptions, and they lost by a couple touchdowns or something like that. He never beat a big school. Interceptions, hella turnovers. It's like, yo, if you're this good, why couldn't you do better?
He says he fits that mold, big, tall quarterback, big arm, supposedly. I don't see it. Now, I don't believe Jalen Ramsey is right about Josh Allen. Josh Allen played Iowa, right? Not Iowa State. I mean, the rest of it, he's spot on. He's trash. Josh Allen's going to suck in the NFL. Then he goes on and says, you know, talks about Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. Says, look, if you wanted a guy like Baker Mayfield, I get it. If you wanted someone who can get outside the pocket, makes plays, you know, do things like that, I get it. But then it doesn't make sense to me why, you know, he goes number one and then the guy who's probably should be right under him, you know, fitting that mold of getting out, making plays, while Lamar Jackson would go towards the bottom. Then he says, you know, I think Lamar Jackson is going to be good because basically he's behind Joe Flacco. Flacco sucks. I played him 2 years in a row. He sucks, says Jalen Ramsey. Ben Roethlisberger. Now, I mean, Jalen Ramsey could say this because the Jaguars beat the Steelers in the playoffs last year in Pittsburgh. And mm-hmm. that, if I'm not mistaken, Roethlisberger threw, what, two, three, four interceptions?
Yeah,
they put up points towards the, you know, towards the second half and, you know, got back in the game. But I believe Big Ben ended up throwing a couple interceptions, like three or four. Big Ben, I think he's decent at best, Ramsey said. It's not Big Ben, it's Antonio Brown. Big Ben slings the ball a lot of the time. He just slings it, and he's got receivers that goes and gets it. He has a strong arm, but he ain't all that. I played him twice last year, and he really disappointed me. Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan's overrated. You can't tell me you went MVP 2 years ago, and then last year you're a complete bust, and you still have Julio. You know what that tells me? That tells me Kyle Shanahan left, went to San Francisco, got Jimmy G, made Jimmy G this big thing, and now Garoppolo is a big name. And now Ryan has this bad year. All right, well, was it really you or was it your coach? He was doing what was asked of him, and it was making him look really, really good. Letting the chopper spray.
Who are the quarterbacks, in your opinion, who don't suck?
Here we go.
Aaron Rodgers does not suck.
Aaron Rodgers does not suck.
Tom Brady does not suck. I gotta think now about all the teams. Gotta really think about it. I think Marcus Mariota is a great quarterback for their team.
Let's go. He doesn't think Mariota sucks. Yeah.
I think Tyrod Taylor is actually a better quarterback than he gets credit for because he does not make mistakes.
I agree. I think Tyrod Taylor's solid.
He is a Marcus Mariota type player where he manages a game really well, always has them at least in position to be in the game late in the game.
Okay, I mean, you're losing me a little bit there, Jalen, comparing them to, but it's fine. Like, Mariota turns the ball over a lot, or he did last year.
He doesn't have turnovers, and that's really all you need if you have a good, especially if you get a good defense. So to Jalen Ramsey, Marcus Mariota may be top five quarterback in the league.
Says Deshaun Watson will be an MVP in a couple years. Says him and Carson Wentz will be starting now until 5 to 10 years. It's just going to be them two. Dak Prescott, he's all right. He's okay. So that's what I've been begging for when it comes to athletes. That's what I've been begging for. Give us your real thoughts.
I like it. I like it. He's actually telling us how he feels.
Don't get on your burner account. Don't get on your burner account and pull a Kevin Durant. Just come out and say what you think. Like, Kevin Durant's turned into a jerk, but, you know, him going on there and talking trash with CJ McCollum on CJ McCollum's podcast, I liked it. I want my players to say what they think. I want my coaches to do it. Now, it seems as if most of the coaches won't do it because there's this big fraternity and they have to protect each other and they're super serious. But players doing it? I'm with it.
I like how GQ phrased the question. They're just like, well, who are the quarterbacks, in your opinion, who don't suck? And he can only think of four guys.
Well, later on, like I said, he praised Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz. So he gave you six. He gave you six.
What about Kirk Cousins? I think he's good. I think he's a winner. Hell of a competitor.
It has to feel good if you're Kirk Cousins.
Derek Carr, I think he's good. Eli, it's not really Eli. I think it's Odell. I won't say Eli's good. I say Odell's good.
You lost me a little bit with the Derek Carr. I don't think Derek Carr's that good. You lost me a little bit there. Now, whether or not he's accurate on these is one thing. Like, you know, is Matt Ryan really?
Yeah.
Like when I'm looking at quarterbacks, I don't think I have Matt Ryan at the very top anymore. You know, that's a drop from his MVP season. He's probably gone back down to somewhere around, you know, in this, you know, the 5 to 8 range. So maybe he's a little overrated if you hold him up there with the Brady and Rodgers and Breezes of the world.
Like, people say Blake sucks, but he took us to the AFC Championship game of strictly doing what was just asked of him.
I mean,
turn the ball over.
I mean, he basically laid it out and said, you can't say Blake sucks because Blake does what he's asked.
Yeah.
Said, you know, our organization said to take it easy in the AFC Championship. We started handing the ball off on first and second down and throwing it on third down. You can't win that way. And I think he's right. We all kind of realized that Jacksonville took their foot off the gas. And, you know, Blake Bortles had came out in that first half and played really well, was moving the ball.
He said playoff Blake is good. And he wishes that they didn't get conservative and let him throw the ball, trusted him to throw the ball a little more.
Yes, that's exactly what I just said, he said.
Okay. You didn't just say it.
I literally, that was the last words that had gotten out of my mouth.
You didn't say the same thing I just said.
I'd paraphrased what he had said.
Yeah, well, I read directly what he had said.
That's what I said you said.
Adding context to what you said.
I don't think that's adding context. I think that's just maybe reiterating or just you weren't listening and you were reading. I don't know.
Just trying to find some interesting things in the story here.
Yeah, but, you know, with Blake Bortles, now, that would be the real test, right? If he just came out and was like, no, Blake Bortles, nah, man, he sucks.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles, he sucks. He's my quarterback, but, man, I wish we had somebody better.
We'll never win a Super Bowl with him.
I mean, if you want to be really honest, Jalen Ramsey, you got to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he really
come out and say, Blake, he could be a lot better.
Maybe he really feels okay about him. I mean, he'd rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, we got a tweeter writing in that Ramsey just doesn't like white guys, obviously. I mean, he's taken up for Lamar Jackson. Thanks to Sean Watson's going to win an MVP, but he's and Marcus Mariota, but he's praising Rodgers and Brady, and he thinks Carson Wentz is a stud, and he says Kirk Cousins is tough, and he said Dak's just okay. I mean, I know Dak's not white.
Dak's just like half black.
Dak's not white, and he's, you know, doing whatever Jerry Jones tells him to do, but I mean,
he's like half white.
He said he's just okay. He's not taking up for him. I don't think there's any
That's
racial.
That's why he's in the middle on it.
I don't think there's any racial motivation here.
Well,
I think Joe Flacco does suck. Well, I think Matt Ryan is overrated.
Brady and Rodgers are kind of above everything, though. Like,
they're outliers.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got to kind of address them as being good, regardless of if you don't like white people.
They're outliers for sure. I feel like we got off to a negative start.
With what?
Just my hatred towards
Pat Summitt's program that she built from the ground up.
It's not her program. It's Holly Warlick's program.
Yeah, but I mean, Pat built it from the ground up.
You can't keep trying to guilt me into caring about them
I guess all I can say is how would Pat feel to hear a local radio host talking this way about the program she built, you know, from the ground up for 38 years?
She would,
I guess.
Let's reset. Let's bring back your favorite segment.
Overrated, underrated?
Well, that's later.
Okay.
Your other favorite segment.
Reading Kanye tweets?
Reading Kanye tweets. Let's read some Kanye tweets on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
You want a sports station that gives you answers. But if you want the answers, you got to be willing to ask the tough questions.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Fox Sports Knoxville. Real sports radio for real sports fans. Fan Run Radio.
Back on the program. Got a fun show planned for you today. Got FallQuest's Jesse Simonton coming on at 11:30 to talk football with us. Give us an idea of where we're headed for, you know, on the roster in terms of offensive line. What do you think about the quarterback battle? Got overrated, underrated. Going to be a fun show. Let's reset. Let's get some positivity flowing. It's time to bring back your second favorite segment. Read Kanye's tweets.
All right. It's all reset here. slowly exhale. Feeling super creative. You know, I hate talking about things I'm supposed to talk about.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not taking no advice for the rest of my life. Love everyone. Stop trying. Start doing. Break the status quo. Great minds don't think alike. They think for themselves. Retweet.
I've always heard great minds think alike.
Trust your feelings, John.
Hold on. I'm trying to open up that one because...
Okay, let's slow down.
You're going too fast. Slow down. It's supposed to be relaxing, and you're stressing me out by how fast you're going.
Calm down.
When you see Kanye's tweets, you're supposed to stop and think about them. They're not just filler for the internet.
No, I know. Calm down.
Give me that last one again.
Calm down.
I know. I'm supposed to be relaxed. Slow down.
Okay. Breathe. Great minds don't think alike. They think for themselves. Retweet.
Do you think that's true? Because we've always heard our whole entire life that great minds think alike.
Maybe great minds think by themselves. Ponder that one. Maybe they're not even attached to us. They're just their own.
Wait, what?
Let's move on. Trust your feelings. Don't calculate your perception. I saw the Alexander McQueen documentary, and I connected with his journey. I know how it feels to want to take your life back into your own hands.
Oh. That was a weird place to take a pause there.
Even if it means taking your own life. Well, that's actually how it ended up. Interesting.
That was a roller coaster of emotions there.
Let's move on to the next tweet. To make this clear, and not weird, I've had these kinds of thoughts, and I'm going to tell you things I've done to stay in a content place.
Okay. This is for anybody who's struggling right now. This is for anyone who needs a pick-me-up.
Yes.
Here's how Kanye gets through. Do you have the pick-me-up?
Yeah.
What he does?
It's called Operation Try Love. Here's what you do. You take someone you don't like and say something you like about them out loud.
That could be healthy.
It could be.
So we take someone we don't like.
Mm-hmm. And you say something you like about them out loud.
Cody?
Yes.
I really like your hat.
Thank you. John?
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to NBA talk in this town, you're the king of NBA talk in this town.
Thanks, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite showing up late pretty much every day, you don't really let it affect your work too much, and that's a good thing.
Mm. You know, despite yelling at me constantly and continuously berating me, you do it with a smile on your face, and when you do that, I can never be mad at you.
You're the best number two I've ever had.
You're the best number one that I've had in the last year.
Ben, despite you not being that good looking and okay as a producer, you show up every day ready to go. You show up early, and Even though you just pretty much sit on your computer and don't really do show prep when you get here early, you show up early and ready to go, and every time you come in, I can rely on you to have a smile on your face and a thumbs up in the air.
Eric Ainge, despite being a complete jerk and nearly impossible to listen to on the radio, you do have one great physique.
Jimmy, this industry might be passing you by. You may seem clueless on the internet. Like, seriously clueless. Like, you post out a blog and all it has is a picture and it says Jimmy. And the link doesn't work. And I always question to myself, how? How did someone sell this to a company, to sponsor? How? And despite the whole Jeff Brom thing and the hit job you did on Jalen Hurd's mother and Juwan Jennings' off-the-field character, despite all that, you're a really knowledgeable tennis fan. Really knowledgeable. And tennis is a great sport. And I appreciate that you're willing to stand up for the sport you believe. Not everyone had the guts to do that, Jimmy, but you do.
You did.
You do. That's true.
Joseph Stalin, despite the fact that you killed hundreds of thousands of people and were one of the most evil villains in the history of the planet Earth, you had one magnificent walrus mustache. I mean, that thing, it was bushy, it was defined, it made you a man. And since you existed on this planet, Mr. Stalin, I've never seen a soup strainer as great as yours.
Am I allowed to say that that Adolf Hitler was a really good orator?
I think so.
Adolf? Everything else aside, man, you knew how to work a crowd. You knew how to work a crowd.
Osama bin Laden, while you did commit a horrific terrorist attack on our own soil here in the United States of America and take roughly 3,000 of our innocent men and women and brave firefighters and policemen and help jumpstart a major war.
I feel like we're getting off track here.
For many years.
I feel like we're getting off track here.
Mr. bin Laden, I must say you were great at hiding. There's never been a greater hide-and-seek player in the history of the world. You set the foundation.
Holly, Miss Warlick, you have completely gutted a once proud program. The Lady Vols are really the worst thing you can be, and that's kind of insignificant. I mean, for God's sake, under your tutelage, the people would rather hear about Tobias Harris and Braves baseball in Knoxville. Don't really make the Final Four anymore. But I must say, Holly, you have a really nice motorcycle. You have good taste in motorcycles.
And bandanas and leather tassels. Russell Smith, despite not conducting the best radio show here at this station, I must say your voice is one of those that helped me want to get into the industry. When you speak into a microphone, I stop and listen because you have majestic vocals.
Just picturing Russell's voice and his goofy body and his Danny Frank.
His khakis.
His Danny Tanner wardrobe.
Yeah. The sneakers and big tall. It was goofy.
That voice, though.
What a voice.
That is a great voice.
I've never heard anything more majestic.
Benley, do you have anything you'd like to add? You don't want to take this opportunity, Ben, to address Bear? Come on, this is healthy. This is really helping us out. I can feel the hate leaving my body.
It's a release.
Bear, though you are weak on the internet, you have an average sense of humor, and you're a decent co-host.
I think that's a positive step.
That's a step in the right direction. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's try to remove the words average and decent. Those are backhanded. Come on, Ben, you can do better. We need to find one compliment. This could go a long way to healing the relationship between you and Bear.
Okay. Bear, though we have our differences, you probably have the best nickname at the station.
There we go. It is a great nickname.
And?
That's and okay. Don't you're push. Pretty much a grandfather to all of us.
Yeah. All right. Which is good. That's good to have that.
And to the other midday radio host who constantly takes shots at us, calls us Kitty Radio.
Oh, I forgot he existed.
Calls us Shock Jocks. Tries to diminish what we've done in this market because he didn't want to come team up with us. And despite the show being stale and really being the same thing for the last 10 years, I would say that he does a good job with his band, singing songs and playing the guitar.
He's quite a picker. He is.
He can pick. Man, I feel good.
To the city of Chicago.
It's a
Cody just discovered it is National Relaxation Day. Duh, Cody. That's why I wanted to do it. Duh.
Naturally.
Yeah.
We have a lot of days like this. Wasn't last Friday National Lazy Day, and now today's National Relaxation Day?
We always know.
Might as well just take off August.
It looks like the quarterback situation in LSU, or at LSU, in Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana at the university, the quarterback situation working itself out. They had four quarterbacks. Now they have two. Seems as if Joe Burrow, the grad transfer from Ohio State, is going to have that job. Justin McMillan and Lowell Narcisse, who just transferred? Two of their quarterbacks who were competing for that job. Last night you got the one guy announcing, and then just today another LSU quarterback saying they are hitting the road. So LSU went from four quarterbacks to two. Ideally you have three, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can keep another guy, because you could definitely get hurt. First two. I mean, that happens, you know, what was it? God, well, who was the team that was down to, like, their fourth string guy? They ended up having to play, like, a receiver.
I don't know. I feel like Oregon last year was down to their third string guy.
Who am I thinking
Kentucky
of?
Kentucky played a receiver at one point.
Kentucky comes to mind because that was 2011 when they beat us up there.
We don't talk about it.
Right, yeah. No, I didn't want to go there.
Ohio State
was it
did
maybe
that.
Baylor? Baylor 2 years ago or somewhere in there, they had they lost like all their quarterbacks. And they were down to like some tight end or something.
I don't know why you're asking me.
I don't remember. Anyway, point is,
I mean, for
quarterback
a long time,
can get hurt.
Virginia Tech played Logan Thomas, and I mean, he was a tight end.
Might be thinking of Virginia Tech.
No, I mean, he was their starter. He was just destined to be a tight end. Then he got to the NFL. He got drafted as a quarterback and then quickly moved to tight end.
Yeah. It was just Who am I thinking of?
Went above your head.
Zoomed right over.
It's okay. It wasn't that good of a joke. I feel like ideally you want to have three guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That way you're not one injury away from not having anybody. Because if you only have two who are worth a damn, say that one guy goes down, then you just have one, and then you're into the danger zone.
Then you're going to have to start teaching running backs how to throw the ball.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you want three. You know, if Tennessee, I feel like Tennessee is in a good situation. Even if something happens and, say, Chris continues this resurgence that everyone keeps talking about, which I don't know if I buy it or not, and he wins out and Garantano transfers, like, at least you still have McBride and Shroud on campus who you feel okay about.
Yeah, it's good to have four right now, even if somebody transfers. Which I would hate to, I kind of hate to see any of those guys transfer. McBride, I guess. He could transfer. Wouldn't be a big deal.
I mean, assuming you still have Garantano and Chris.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, I would kind of like the insurance policy because, I mean, last year, you're asking for examples. Tennessee was that last year. Dormady and Garantano went down, and then you had Will McBride.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Tennessee's a good example. I was just thinking of somebody that was...
Somebody that was good?
They were literally down to, like, number five, the team I'm thinking of. I think it was Baylor.
I mean, Tennessee was in trouble last year, like I said, and, you know, at Missouri game, Will McBride was getting the hell beat out of him, so you were one bad hit away from things getting really interesting. Man, I feel good. Relaxation. The day of relaxation. Wednesdays. Love Wednesdays.
Yeah. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Still got overrated and underrated coming up. You're about to give us some great headlines.
Let's not put too much pressure on.
We'll talk some Tennessee headlines. Football with Jesse Simonton. It's gonna be gonna be a fun.
When are we talking to him?
When or what about?
When?
11:30.
That's usually when we do overrated underrated, isn't it?
Well, we do. We've been doing it, I think, at 12:30.
Have we? I can hardly remember.
Sometimes we used to do it at 11:30. Then we started doing it at 12:30. I feel bad for the lunch crowd. Like, if the lunch crowd wants sports talk, our last hour is just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
You got a good, like, 12-minute window where we might actually have a discussion about something. Everything else is gimmicks.
It was Baylor I was thinking of. Seth Russell had a season-ending injury. Then Jarrett Stidham had a season-ending injury. Then they got down to Chris Johnson. He got a leg injury. Things got even worse. So they're down like their number four man. They turned to a guy named Lynx Hawthorne, who had only played wide receiver. And then I think he ended up getting hurt. He came in and threw two picks. None of this matters. It's just Baylor was the team I was thinking of.
It always amazes me when you're right about something.
Why? Because I want you to know that I'm right.
Well, no, I'm just always surprised when you're actually right about something.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.